You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always good to come before you every Saturday morning and talk about our wonderful Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, and to meet with you, to talk to you. You know, the Lord Jesus loves you out there today, and I love to come and minister to you. I really do. I like to share the love of God with you. I do. I really enjoy that. Listen, if you have family members anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up 24/7. Now, if you can get anything out of this program, please encourage your friends, your family. They can pick it up tomorrow, next year, next week, whenever. Simply go on to WCNO.com, scroll down to the word On Demand, click on that, and you'll see the word Lifeline. Any Saturday, you can pick up our program. Also, I'd like to say hello to my friend Lily out there. I want you to know, Lily, I got your letter, and I was really moved by the things you said, but I wrote you a letter, and it came back. So your address that you put on there did not work for me. I just want to say hello to you, Lily. You know, listen, I want to talk today about the Father's great love. Maybe you need to be loved today. Maybe you feel that. You know, everywhere I go, I think I see this, the greatest need that mankind has today, to be loved and to know the love of God and know that somebody cares. We're living in a fallen, beat down, beat up world. The world is, whole world is practically in turmoil. Our nation's kind of upside down. There's so much going on in the world that the devil's out there killing, stealing, destroying, doing exactly what the Bible said he would do. So if there's anything at all we need to know is somebody loves you today. And that's what I'm going to tell you. There's someone out there that really loves you. The Lord Jesus Christ truly loves you. God loves you and wants you to know. Listen, well, how are you doing out there today? I just want to check up here today. What is your spiritual net worth today? How do you stand with the Lord? Who are you and how are you with the Father? Let's look at who Jesus says you really are. You know, you need to know. If you're a Christian out there, I want to really talk to the body of Christ today, and of course the lost sinners if they're listening, but to the body of Christ, to my brothers and sisters in the Lord, let's just talk today. Let's just have a checkup today to see how we're doing. I want to encourage you. I want to come with you from a word from the Lord Jesus that will encourage you. I just want you to listen now. In John 17:2-4, the 17th chapter of John, to me, is one of the greatest books in the Bible. It is where Jesus goes before the Father. And I can just see him there. When I read this, I try to get there and just be there with him and just bow before the Father and just praise. The whole chapter is a prayer. The whole chapter is Jesus praying to his Father. It's a real moving chapter. It just moves my heart. When I get there, I can't get out to it. It takes me some time, 2 weeks, every day, same chapter, just listening to the heart of Jesus. You know, it's not every day when you can hear the Son and the Father. You can read the Father's heart in this chapter, and you can read the Son, Christ Jesus' heart in this chapter, and you can understand if you really try and if you really listen, the great love God has for you. Well, here's what Jesus said when talking to his Father in prayer. This is his greatest prayer of Jesus now. This is what he says. You can just hear it. You can just hear his heart. You really can. And this is also a chance to really learn, and this is an opportunity. This is to know him better. You can really get to know the Lord here by listening to his heart. You can hear his heart. You know, all through the gospel, Jesus is ministering, Jesus is teaching. Excuse me, please. Jesus is doing things. Not here. Here is him and the Father. If you can really listen close, you can hear his heart. You can know how he feels. This is really an opportunity to learn. Now let's listen to the heart of the Lord Jesus. As now is time for him to face the cross. It's time, and he knows this. This is just Father and Son, and he knows what he's facing. As he goes before the Father, he says, "These words spoke Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify thy Son." Now listen to this. Listen to the heart of a loving son. "Glorify me, Father, also, that I also, as your son, may glorify you." I want to go through this, Father. I want to be hanging on that cross. I want to glorify me before the world, because I want to glorify you. That's really something. You just think about that, and you just read that for yourself. And in John 17, there, verse 2, chapter, just look at it. Just meditate on it. "Glorify me, Father, so that I can glorify you." That tells you the heart of Jesus. That tells you how he really feels about his Father. "I want to glorify you, Father. As you've given him power, you've given him power over all flesh now, that he should give eternal life. I should give eternal life, Father, to as many as you have given me." Now listen, that's all. And that would be you. And that's eternal life would be for you and for everyone that has. You know, this settles an issue too. A lot of people think, well, you know, God, if husband don't call you, you can't get saved. He might call your brother, but not your sister. There's no truth to that whatsoever. Here Jesus makes it very clear that, "Father, you've given me power over all flesh, that I might give eternal life to all of them. I might give eternal life to as many as you have given." And this is eternal life. And then he goes on to say why. "That they might know you." This is life eternal. "That they might know you, Father, the only true God, and me, Jesus Christ, whom you've sent." This is, you know, you have to really meditate on this, but this is really, you can really see the heart of Jesus. You can really see the heart of the Father. What he's saying is, "You've given mankind to me that they all might be saved, because you want them to know you." Oh, this is just powerful. Listen, you may be out here today, so I'll take a minute to tell you this. If you're hurting in any way, and you just need a touch of the love of God, if you have a need in your life, I don't care what it is, no matter what it is, if you really, I don't want to hear any testimony, but if you have a need, well, that's okay too. If you have a testimony, that'd be all right too. But if you have a real need today, you can give us a call here. Our phone number is 221-1100. Out of town, it's 888-221-8990. And listen, if you're hurting out there, I mean, you know where you're messed up. If you've got a messed up life, if you're driven by pornography, if you're driven by alcohol, drug, I don't know, if you're just driven through depression or oppression, you're really a hurting person. I'm involved in a Tuesday night meeting where you can get help. And, I mean, we have a real ministry team there that gets you set free, gets you healed, minister speaking to your life, can help you out. And if you'll email me at trylifeline@gmail.com, it's very easy. I'll give you information and get you there. trylifeline@gmail.com. Simple as that. If you really need help, or you have a messed up friend or child or whatever, you know this person needs to be set free, email me, trylifeline@gmail.com. I'll get you to a place too, so that we can get help, okay? I'm just doing anything I can here to help the body of Christ to get free, to know how much they are loved. The Lord wants you loved and wants you secure. You know, this is who he is and what he is. This is life eternal, he said, that they might know you. You're saved, that they might know you, the only true God, and me, the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you've sent. John 17, 26, Jesus says this, "And I have declared unto them," talking to the Father, he's praying now, this is a prayer, "I've told them, Father, I've declared unto them your name, and I will declare it, that the love wherein you have loved me," now this is really big, big love, "may be in them, and I in them." Father wants you to know that he loves you like he loved Jesus. That should speak to you. That these are not my words. These are words out of the Word of God. It's so hard to comprehend this. When I get there, I just still just stare at this, meditate on it, and think about it. Let's read that again. And Jesus said, "I have declared unto them thy name. I've told them who you are, Father, and I'll keep doing it. I will declare it. That's the love that you have, when you have loved me, the way you've loved me, Father." Now think about that, what Jesus is saying. "Father, the way you love me, your son, may be in them." Now this, excuse me, Jesus wants us to experience this mighty, mighty love wherein the Father loves him. That's big. And he says, I'm in them, Father. And this is big, big, big love. Father wants you to know that he loves you like he loves Jesus. I know that seems impossible. It seems impossible to me. I think about it. I try to get there. It's just bigger than we are. But look, Jesus said, these are not my words. These are the words of the Master. But you know, I can comprehend that as the Bible says, God is love. Now, that's more than we know and more than we understand. No matter how you slice it up, it's just hard to get there. But God is love. And he loves all of us. He has the ability to do this. He loves you like he loves his son. Jesus said so. Now, that's not the only place in the 17th chapter of John where Jesus says that. I think it's three times in there that he spells that out. He loves you like he loved his own son. We can't do that. I understand that. But then we're not loved. God is love. So he does have that ability. If it weren't enough, he has everything. Listen, God is just so wonderful. Just magnificent. Listen, you're not saved because you're good. You're not saved because you go to church. You're not saved because you don't sin. You're not saved to keep going to hell. You're not saved so you can go to heaven. Listen, friend, you're saved because you belong to the Almighty God, our Creator. He's your Creator. He's your Heavenly Father. Listen to this. Revelation 4:11, this is why you're saved. Listen to this now. Revelation 4:11 says, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power and praise, for you've created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. Look, my friend, he desires to be his pleasure forever. You're saved because Father wants to take pleasure in you. Father loves everything he created. He made no mistake. He created you for a reason. He created you that he might take pleasure, might find pleasure in your life. Are you living that kind of life where you'll please God? Listen, he's made you right. He's put you right through the shed blood of his precious son, Christ Jesus. He's brought you into his loving hands because he wants you. That's if you're born again. Listen, this is a big world. I know it is. It's a big world. But God, in the midst of it all, cares about you. One person, you. He created you for pleasure. He wants to take pleasure in you. Look, he's paying a big price to bring you back into his presence. Can you just see that? His precious son hanging on a bloody tree, suffering, bleeding, dying, to bring you, to renew you, to bring you back into the presence of the Father because he wants to take pleasure in you. That's why you're saved. Because God loves you. Because you belong to God. Because you're created to God. Because he wants you. He wants to bring you back into his presence. God loves you and wants you with him forever. He created you for himself. You were born for him. Can you feel that? I want to make sure today that you know you're loved. You know that? I want to make you feel good about who you are as a Christian today. If you're born again, if you're washed in the blood, listen, you're really somebody. You're a child of the living God. He will pay, he has paid the largest price could ever be paid by any man for you. To bring you back into his presence because he is your Father. And he wants to father you. And he's given us eternal, everlasting life forever. And someday it's going to be, you know, right here, you may be out here today. You might have a beat up life, a broken life. You may suffer financially. You may just every day have to worry about everything. But still in the midst of all that, once you know who you are, you're a person. You're an eternal being if you know the Lord. You have everlasting life. Pretty soon this will all be over. We will be with the Lord forever. It's just an amazing future that you have. Just trust the Lord today. Just realize who you really are. If you need help in understanding the love of God, if you just need somebody to speak into your life the love of God, give us a call here, 221-1100. Maybe you're hurting. Maybe you need somebody to pray for you today. Maybe you're hurting in your body. Maybe you need healed. Maybe you're just crying out over a loved one. Give us a call, 221-1100, out of town, 888-221-8899. Remember what I said, God loves you. God wants you forever. He created you for himself. You were born for him. Think about that today. Can you do that? I mean, in the midst of this beat down trouble, it's hard to see sometimes. who God really is. I'm trying to show you who you are. You're precious. You know, you really are. You're really precious. You're God's child. God paid a big price for you. He created you. He's coming for you. There'll be a time you're going to be leaving this world. You're going to be with the Lord forever. You're not going to fall away by the wayside. He has his hand reaching out for you. You understand that now? Maybe you're like me. I'm an old guy. One day while talking to the Father, asking him questions, I realized I'm still being fathered. I thought, how good is that? I, being an old man, have a father. My father happens to be God. I can go to him just like a little child with every pain, every hurt, every heartache, every need, and I'm never alone. It's a wonderful thing just to know that. If that weren't enough, he has everything I will ever need. I feel safe. I feel secure. I'm never without peace. Listen, make sure you're in the proper place with God. Make sure you're always in all things where he wants you to be and who he wants you to be and what you need to be. Look, God loves you. He really does. And he just wants you to know that. Make sure you know him. I had a little experience this week. I'm walking. I walk every day. And a man was standing out beside the road. And we said something like, good morning, beautiful morning, all this stuff. I said, well, do you know the Lord Jesus? Yeah, he said, I'm trying to pray now. I said, really? And he told me two or three things that was bothering him, this kind of thing. I went over to him, I said, well, look, I'm a preacher. Maybe I can pray with you. He said, oh, okay. And I said, do you know the Lord Jesus? And he said, oh, yes. He said, my name is Michael. He flipped out a necklace he had around his neck. He flipped it out there and he said, look at this. And he had a little plaque, St. Michael. He said, oh, yeah, I know him well. So I'm named after St. Michael. Now, I'm named after him, he said. I said, really? I said, well, let me ask you this. What do you really need to pray about? What is the thing that you really need in life? He said, I need peace. I need peace. And I said, okay. And I said, look, you know, the Bible says in the 14th chapter of John, Jesus said, peace I give unto you. My peace I give you, not like the world. Give unto you. Don't have a troubled heart. Don't let it be afraid. Jesus promises that. And then he said, I'll pray the Father. He'll send another comforter, the Holy Spirit, to comfort you. I said, well, look, let me say this. I prayed for him. I said, just get into the 14th chapter of John and just read that chapter and you'll see that you have peace there. We have great promises. And I remember he told me, oh, I know the Lord well. I mean, I'm named after St. Michael. And he said, the 14th chapter of John, is that in Revelations? I mean, the guy never touched the Bible all of his life. I mean, good. I mean, what could he be praying out there besides Hail Mary full of grace? What did he know? And so, in order to really live for God, you know, Jesus said, my word is spirit, and it is life. So really, and then if you take in that word, then the spirit and the life that's in the word comes alive. And the Bible says, then the word itself becomes a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So unless you're in the very word, see, this man didn't know what path to get on. I mean, I'm sure he couldn't pray nothing but a Hail Mary prayer. What else could he pray? I mean, just because he was named after St. Michael, I mean, really, it got him nowhere. But he didn't know the difference. He thought the 14th, the only book he ever heard of was Revelation. So you know you never read the Bible. He said, 14th chapter of John, is that in Revelations? So this is what I'm trying to tell you is you have to get to know the Lord. You have to know how wonderful he is, how powerful, how mighty his promises. Then the word becomes a lamp. Then the word becomes a light. The word is spirit. The word is life. Get it down, rooted great in you. And it'll change your life. Okay? Think about that. Let's just take a look at something about, you know, when you're born again, I'm assuming everybody out there I'm listening to is born again. If not, you certainly need to be. But if you are, you should have had great change in your life. And this is a great verse of scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:17. See if this is you. I'm going to give you a test today, okay? I'm going to tell you, this is, I'm going to do a test right now. Is this you? Is this you? Therefore, if any man, any person, be in Christ, he's a new creature. Is that you? All things are passed away, have they? Behold, all things have become new. Can you feel it? Can you see it? Do you have newness? Do you have freshness of life? Or I mean, are you experiencing it? If not, something's missing in your life. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you know what it really means? The death sentence is gone. In other words, the trip to hell is no longer something you have to worry about. Death is gone. When you pass away, you'll go from death to life in an instant. In a second, you'll be with the Lord. You don't have to worry about a death sentence. Your new born-again spirit comes alive. If this is you, if you're that brand new creature, your new born-again spirit that was once dead, separated from God, now comes alive. The spirit you had, this spirit in you has never lived before. It was dead because of sin, but the day you got born again, your spirit quickens, comes alive, and then you have spirit life. Are you experiencing that? You're a brand new person, the Bible says. Now you're just a brand new self. Are you a brand new self? Hey, if you're not a brand new self, you need to go back again to the drawing board. You've missed something along the way. Things should have changed. When the spirit kicks in and comes alive, it should brighten your life, lighten you up, begin to put you on a new path. It is just as if you had never sinned. Is that the way things are for you? Should be just as if you'd never sinned. There's nothing in the book against you. Now, you're now fit for the kingdom of God, and you have a heavenly Father. Question, are you there yet? Why not? It's been all paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. Look, if you're truly a child of God, I can tell you this from my own experience. My life changed. You're born again. You're a brand new creature. Now, I realize you may have just got born again. You may not know a lot, but that's okay. If you get into the Word of God, it is spirit. It is life. As you take in that Word, it feeds that new born again spirit and developments that's in you. And your spirit comes alive, quickens, and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Spirit that's in the Word, comes alive in you and begins to bring life and opens your eyes and brings new light and puts you on a new path, and you're a brand new person, and you begin to see different. My Word is Spirit. My Word is life. And then you go beyond that and you seek the Lord, and the Holy God will give you a greater measure of the Holy Spirit. He'll lead and he'll guide your life, but you need to develop your spirit with the Word of God. You need the spirits in the Word to put that in your spirit to help you to get on the right path. You know what I mean? The Word's a lamp to my feet. The Word does this. The Word's a lamp to my feet. The Word's a light to my path. If you're not walking in it, it's your fault. Get on the ball. Get in that Word of God. Just stay in it. Get in that Word. Just meditate on it and think about it. Like me, I listen to Jesus' heart when he prays. That's how involved I'm in the Word of God. I knew. I get in that 17th chapter of John. I stay there. I just listen to him speak to his Father. I just listen to his love. Listen how he's getting ready to pay the great price for our salvation, giving his life to bring us to the Father. That's big stuff. That's real love. If you get to know that, you begin to see a new value in your life. 2 Corinthians 5, well, first of all, let me tell you this. Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death. If you've ever sinned, you have a death sentence waiting you. If you're born into this world, you're automatically born into sin. But look, 2 Corinthians 5:21, look how this is handled. Just listen to this. I love this. I love this verse. You can just stare at this verse and think about it and meditate on it, and it'll improve your life. For he has made him, Father God made his son Jesus, him who knew no sin, Jesus didn't know sin, never sinned, to be sin for you. Now, I want you to think about that. That's just big. That's probably bigger than we can comprehend, that we might be made the righteousness of God in and through Jesus. Sounds like too good to be true news, doesn't it? Think about that again. God made his own son to be sin. Okay, you're the great sinner, all right? You're the sinner, but God made his son to be sin for you so he can pay the price for you. I mean, I know we can't comprehend that kind of love. Can you just imagine it? Father taking his perfect, righteous, holy son, Jesus, and hanging him on a bloody tree and letting him become sin for you, so he can cleanse you and you can become his righteousness. Wow, this verse of scripture, just literally, if you read this verse of scripture, you can't never hardly get away from it. You just have to think about it. God has made him his own son to be sin for you, to stand in your place, that you might be made his righteousness. That's a price. That's what it costs for God to get you back. That's what it costs for God to wash your sins away. That was the price. Jesus taking your sins in his body, hanging on a bloody tree, was the price paid for you to bring you back into the presence of the Father. It really is too good to be true news, but it happens to be true. Now, that's who you are. If you're in a place to buy your own yourself today, God made you his righteousness at a great price. Oh, he loves you. You're loved out there. Did you know that? You know how much you love? 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self, Jesus, bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we might be dead to sin, dead to it, should live into righteousness. Oh, my friend, don't be dumb. Don't live in sin. Sin bites, sin stings, sin hurts, sin kills. It's all been paid for. You don't need to live a life of sin. Your sins was on that body of Jesus Christ hanging on a bloody tree that you might be free and have eternal life and live forever. Don't continue living in a beat up, beat down life. God will make you successful. You know that? He'll put you on that path where you can see the path that's the lamp to your feet, light to your path. God will change your life if you let him do it. 1 Peter 3:18, for Christ also has once suffered for sin. You know, somebody's already suffered for all your sins. If you're out there suffering, that makes you kind of living on dumb street. You don't need to suffer. Christ did it. Then just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death. When you put somebody to death, you kill them. Jesus was killed, put to death in the flesh. That's killed, my friend. Don't forget that. That's suffering. That's killed for you, my friend. But he was quickened by the Spirit. You see who you really are? Oh, you're valuable out here today. You're precious. I'm telling you, you know, when I learned this, I'm a happy guy because I have that great peace, that great joy, that great life. I know who I am. I know God has made me his righteousness at a great price. He'll do the same for you, okay? God loves you. What you know that today? Look, we need support for the ministry. We truly do. We need help, and you're not helping us, so we really do need help. We have to pay for this thing, and I'm thinking, this boy, I'm paying 80%, and you're paying 20%. I mean, this is how much God loves you. I'm coming here paid to talk to you about Jesus, okay? So I need help. Help me out. It's very simple. Send whatever you can, just whatever you can spare. Not your tithe, but your gifts and your offering to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. That's Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. One more time, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. And let me hear from you. Try Lifeline. It's simple. If you have email, oh, it's so simple. One word. Starts with a T. T-R-Y. Try Lifeline. Gmail. Try Lifeline. Gmail. Try Lifeline. Gmail.com. Send me a note. If you don't like me, tell me so. If you can help me along the way, help me. If you need help, I'll be more than glad to help you. I'll respond back. If you and also, I do a teaching that I send out a couple of times a week, and I don't do no newsletter, just a teaching. If you want that, email me. TryLifeline.gmail.com. TryLifeline.gmail.com. Support this ministry. Lifeline, Box 1603. Jason Beast, 34958. Look, we love you. We want you to know, but God loves you. You just need to know that today. If you have a problem, anything today bothers you, just go to the Lord and say, Father, please, I love you. I need your help. Guide my life today. Help me. He cares about you. I'll tell you, he does. I know he does. He cares about you. He cares about all of us. He is a wonderful, righteous, holy Father. He loves us. Jesus loves us. Bless you out there today. Don't forget, try Lifeline, TRY@gmail.com, or send your check to Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. God bless you. God love you. I'll see you again next week. And tell your friends. You can pick it up on WCNO on the internet 24/7. WCNO.com. Scroll down the road on demand. We'll talk to you next week. God bless you now. Goodbye for today. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless you today. I want to speak a blessing over your life today. Be blessed today. Bless you.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.